Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we begin this morning, I want to take this opportunity to invite you to join us this Sunday, July 27th at 10:30 a.m., here at the Deer Run Church of Christ on 2730 South Ironwood Drive, as we celebrate our 27th anniversary, as we recognize the service and not only to Deer Run, but to our community of David Honeycutt and his family as he prepares to move. And it'll be a great day of worshiping God. We'll have a carry-in meal following our worship gathering, and just a good time. And so if you're listening to this podcast and broadcast and aren't regularly attending here, particularly if you're not attending anywhere, I would encourage you to come and join us this Sunday. If you're connected with a church, I'm not trying to steal you away from that. Stay faithful to God and to your brothers and sisters in Christ. But if you're looking for a church, if you're currently without a church home and you're in the South Bend, Mishawaka, greater Michiana area, come join us and let us welcome you home. This week we've been talking and praying about seeing the signs. And took a look Sunday at Matthew 24 as Jesus responded to questions from his disciples about how they would know in regard to his coming and the end of this age. And so Jesus began to teach about the various signs. We've talked already this week about the seeing the suffering, seeing the illusions, the gathering. And today we're going to focus in on seeing the night and to understand the spiritual night that we're living in. The spiritual darkness that not only surrounds us, but seems to be growing in its darkness, if that's even possible. And because of the darkness, because we're able to see the night, because of this warning from Jesus, our response ought to be one of preparation. Jesus says in Matthew 24, verse 43, "But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, well, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into." Now, there are elements of this that always seem strange to me, that Jesus is comparing his return to a thief in the night. A thief that comes to steal and to kill and destroy and uses the cover of night to hide his actions. But the point that Jesus is getting at, and he said that it's like a thief in the night and that you don't know when it's coming. And because we don't know when a thief might be coming, we tend to do things to protect our property, to protect ourselves, to protect the things that we value. And if we knew when he was coming, we would just focus on that time specifically and not worry about the other times. And that's the point Jesus is trying to make about his return, is that we have to be ready. We can't wait for a specific moment or a specific time because we don't know when it is. And so we do the preparations. We live a life which honors God, which seeks to obey Him in all things. Jesus says that if we love Him, we'll keep His commands. We'll do the things that He says. And as we see the night, we find ourselves preparing for whatever moment that Jesus might return. we live life surrendered to Him. And when temptation comes our way, we stand firm against it. And in those times where we fail, we repent. We confess to God, we agree with Him that the action we just committed was a sinful action. It was something that does not belong in our life, and we turn our hearts and our minds away from that sin and back towards Him. And it's this process of a continual cleansing that prepares us to be ready at whatever time of night Jesus may return. And when we live life in preparation, we live life no longer in fear, but in expectation. We're ready. When I think about being prepared, I think about doing all of the things ahead of time so that we can say, let them come. I'm ready. And whether we're planning an event or whether we're just living life, in those moments of life when we're ready for whatever's next, our general level of fear tends to decrease. It's those times where we're not sure we're ready that anxiety creeps in. So I plan various events and gatherings, and some of them I spend a great deal of time working out the details to such a degree that I have great confidence that I'm prepared. And even in those times, there have been moments where I wasn't as prepared as I thought I was. There are other times that the circumstances of life, the busyness of life, the tasks that lay before me distract me, and it just feels like I'm thrown into the midst of some activity at the last minute, and I don't know whether I'm ready or not. And then fear begins to creep in, and second-guessing myself begins to overtake the confidence that I ought to have. And when we see the night, we find ourselves looking into God's Word so that we're prepared. And it's not that we have covered everything 100%. We may have missed things. But the good news is our preparation, when it includes the blood of Jesus cleansing us from all unrighteousness, we can live with confidence that we're ready. And we can share that confidence with others. There are times when people talk about and they think and they hope that they're right with God. The Bible says that we can have confidence because it's based on His work and not on our work. And when we put our faith and trust in Jesus and the work He accomplished on the cross, we can see the night and we can live as one prepared for the return of Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things we need in order to be prepared for the night. And to give us that relationship with Jesus, the cleansing of our sin, to make us right, to restore us to Yourself. all things that we could never accomplish on our own, all things that our attempts to accomplish on our own only lead to uncertainty. Because we fail. And even in our best moments, we know that there are times where we've not been who we ought to be. We've not said what we've ought to be to say. We've not done what we've ought to do. And so, Father, we prepare for the night by drawing near to you, by submitting to Jesus, by making him Lord of all of our life, by, in essence, putting him in charge of our security team, the one who's keeping watch, the one who's protecting us, the one who's prepared, as well as the one who has prepared us. And so, God, help us to live with confidence that at whatever time of night Jesus returns, that we are found ready because of him. And Father, in that preparedness, may we recognize Jesus. His death, burial, resurrection, and ascension into heaven is the way to you. And as we live with him, as our preparation for the night, may we lift him up, not only as the one who has prepared us and secured us, but as the one who provides light in the darkness, so that our lifting of him would draw others to him, so that they too would be prepared for the night and ready for his return. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.